We continue. Should the laity be trained to cope with the widespread materialism of our day? My last question and answer for this conference. First of all, we must be convinced that so-called developed countries like our own have become deeply materialistic. As you know, materialism is simply a philosophy which identifies reality with matter. What is matter? Matter is that which can be perceived by the senses. This glass is matter. The liquid inside the glass is matter. This is matter. The paper is matter. This watch is matter. This table is matter. When something is meaningless, hear it. English, we call this nonsense. Say that again. If something is meaningless, we call it nonsense. What are you saying? Are you saying that if something cannot be perceived by the senses, did I hear you right? You said it's nonsense? Is that which leaves the body when a person dies, can that be perceived by the senses? Well, no. Is that nonsense? Are there beings that we believe are angels? Are they nonsense? We believe in the God, three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Creator of the universe. Can God is God be perceived by the senses? Of course not. Are you saying that God is nonsense? You analyze our English vocabulary. It is penetrated, saturated with materialism. That was a question, now the answer. To repeat the question, should the laity be trained to cope with the widespread materialism of our day? Answer, they must be trained to cope with this materialistic idolatry. The ancient Egyptians, Babylonians, and Assyrians who worshipped idols, believe me, have nothing on us Americans. The council continues, there, that's yours and mine. Most effective meditation will be the witness of their own deeply evangelical life in the following of Christ. I may have given you the figure of the days we've been together. The annual average now in America is $140 billion spent in advertising. each year. Advertising what? Advertising things that can be touched and tasted and felt and experienced by the senses. The deepest need of the world in which we live is to see men, women, and children living, of course, in a world that is composed of matter. But a world in which people believe that what is material in all of us, our bodies will die. Die, remember, decay, and the resurrection delayed. How we need to witness to our materialistic world that God, pure spirit, He is the one for whom we were made. And when He calls us into eternity, our souls, the non-material part of our being, but dear God, this is not nonsense. This is the deepest reality in existence. Beginning with the speaker, what a deep examination of conscience we all need to make. Beginning, I repeat, with a speaker of our preoccupation with what is, well, material, sensibly perceptible, and witness to the world in which we live that the deepest and dearest reality cannot be perceived by the senses because His name is God. Lord Jesus, teach us, oh teach us, to understand what You meant when You told us we cannot both worship You and worship the mammon of this world. Inspire us to be living witnesses to the only reality that really is important. You are a God for whom we are made, and our souls meant to join You in that everlasting embrace of the Holy Trinity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.